This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, I spoke with Paul Hopley of the Luck and Buck Saddle Club about some other upcoming events.
Yes, for your Coggins testing, you know, getting vaccines if you want to do that and whatnot. The Coggins testing is for the equine infectious anemia is actually what it's for. Back in the 70s, thousands of horses would die a year with it, and they started doing this testing. And if you have a horse that has it, you can't leave your property with it. So now it's a yearly deal. You have to get tested every year. And we just get dock probes out there and do as many horses as we can.
And do you have to be a member of the Luck and Buck Saddle Club to be able to come out to this?
No, you do not. Anybody wants to load up and come on out and get their testing done, that'd be fine. If you want to join the club while you're there, you can. The cook shack will be open. Get something to eat. To ride in the arena, you do have to be a member, or you can pay a $2 daily deal per horse. So, yeah, you don't have to be a member to come out and get it done.
All right, very nice. And the club is also going to be starting some of its fun shows in May. Can you tell us a little bit about the fun shows and how long they'll be going for?
Yeah, they start in May, and they go through October. Basically, they start at 7 o'clock Friday evening this year. And we do barrels and poles, plug race, stop in the box, and we always have a mystery class because, you know, kind of make up as we go along. You get points up until the October show. The October show, we give out the awards, and basically that's about it.
And why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the Luck and Buck Saddle Club itself?
Well, it was actually formed in the 1950s. The bylaws actually started in 1958. And the deal is, as long as it's up and it's running, there will always be a saddle club there. The property was donated, and we just pass it on from one group of people to the next and try to keep it alive.
And for this weekend's Coggins testing, do you just want to go ahead and give the day and the time and a brief overview of it just one more time?
Yep. It'll be on Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock. You can get out there earlier and get your horses unloaded, and then we'll have somebody there taking your information down, and the doc will be doing the blood samples, and you get done there, and you can go ahead and load up and leave, or, you know, you can ride or hang around and socialize. Plenty of room, plenty of parking.
And if anyone has any questions about this weekend's event or just about the Luck and Buck Saddle Club itself, who can they get a hold of?
My number is 217-556-0881. And we also have a blog out there, www.luckandbucksaddleclub2014.blogspot.com.
All right, very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go here today?
Well, just going to have a lot of other things coming up. You know, we've got a big speed show coming up in June. It'll be the same week as the Butler Fair. So, if they want to camp out or whatever, hit the Butler Fair speed show, hit Luck and Buck. We've got that going on. We've got the tractor show. We always take our cook shack mobile for the tractor show at the Hillsborough Lake in July. That's the third weekend of July. And we still don't have our dates yet, but we're going to have, you know, the third annual Holly Harvey speed show. We're going to have some arena ropings out there. That's different. Pony poles. That's different. And then we're going to have a few poker rides this year at the Ramsey Trails and at the Litchfield Trails.
Well, it certainly sounds like it is going to be a busy summer for you guys.
Yes, it is.
Again, that was Paul Hopley of the Luck and Buck Saddle Club. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.